On my dad's side, they landed in Maryland, but they quickly made their way off and traveled across and lived in Arkansas for a while. Some of my distant folks, my aunt keeps a running tally of where everybody's been. And we sit by the fire and talk about it. And I do remember she talked about it. They came through Arkansas for a while there, and then they ran. They ran out west and escaped the Civil War and dig up gold, I guess, or something. I guess the gold rush was before that. I live in Dahlonega, Georgia, which is north of Atlanta.
I've been there many times.
Actually, the first gold rush was there. I mean, no one knows it, but it was. And finally, it's on called Auraria. That's the kind of thing. There's not any buildings there anymore. But there's a place to vote. And when I go to vote, they smile. I know I am. They say good luck. It's neighborly, but I know what they mean. But there's a poet that grew up in North Georgia and lived there and wrote, and he died mid-century in the 1900s, but he was one of my favorite poets, Byron Herbert Reese. I wrote a song for him, and a good friend of his, he's in her 90s, and I started this song, it was a ballad, and it was like all, ballady and kind of sad and everything, and then I went and sat down with her for a while and talked about him, because she was best friends with him. And I completely changed the song after that, because the stories she told me were so relentless and formidable that I felt like a ballad was just going to not work. So this is called a Sparrow's Boogie for Byron Herbert Reese. Chicken scratcher for a living with a hard scrabbling life. Jericho, look away.